time for the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk on MSO New Sports, bringing you the latest in high school sports news from the Merrimack Valley in southern New Hampshire. The Sports Desk is produced by Kelly Media and brought to you by Moynihan Lumber and Cranny Self Storage in Danvers. And now your host, Dom Nicastro.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk with Dom Nicastro. That's right, just Dom Nicastro. Nick and Nick brand done. 10-year run, FM radio, msodosports.com. We are donezo, and we're moving on. Just me and Danny Martin in the back producing the show. You don't see his handsome face. Hopefully, I would hope you did, because that will negate my non-handsome face. You know what, though? My profile shot, AI generated, makes me so thin, young, and attractive. I love it. Merrimack Valley Sports Desk guests get on the line like, that's not the guy in the profile shot. Anyway, it is. It's just me in real life. Anyway, we are here. Dom Nicastro, Merrimack Valley high school season is kicked off, and football is starting this week. Very exciting. We'll talk a little football at the end of the show. But for now, I just wanted to mention and go through one of the best columns that runs every single year in the Merrimack Valley. Eagle Tribune sports writer, the great, late Michael Muldoon, passed away last year, but his message lives on. He has an epic column that he started in, I believe, 2001, and it runs every year, right at the beginning of the sports season. So this week was perfect for it. And he just has these amazing messages that just cut through all the hype and phoniness that can be out there in the world of, you know, scholastic sports. And Mike has seen it. He has seen bad things. He's seen good things. And he really emphasizes all of those in the column and just tries to give you a little pep talk. We'll go through some highlights here. Again, Michael Muldoon, Eagle Tribune. You can look it up. The first line is, teachers, coaches, parents, classmates, and entire towns do a tremendous disservice by giving a star athlete special treatment. Well, of course, right? It's so easy for these schools to pay attention to the guys that get the headlines, right, and the box scores, but, you know, probably not the best way. I'm just going to pick through randomly. If all of your friends are athletes, you are shallow. Well, you know, you could have some, you know, 100% friends that are athletes, sure. Doesn't mean you're the worst person in the world, but the message from Mike is clear. You know, get out there, and after you have your successful practice in games, hey, maybe you can connect with someone else that's not football. The greatest gift a child can have is devoted parents. Nothing else is close. Oh, man, can I relate to that? And then Mike talks about, you know, having parents that don't get involved in the game. Sit on the sidelines, watch it. When you go home, talk all you want, but they don't talk to the coach or the parents about playing time or anything like that. Just bad for the kid, bad for the team, bad for morale. And my parents were stellar examples of how to behave. They never, ever talked to a coach, ever. We did all our talking at home, any problems we had. And mainly the message to me was, well, just keep working your hardest, see what happens. I love this line. From the ages of 12 to 18, Michael Muldoon writes, there is nothing more important than being popular. From the ages of 19 to 99, there is nothing less important than having been popular. From ages 12 to 18, love it. Your coach doesn't have it in for you. Repeat, your coach doesn't have it in for you. Okay, yeah, right? You may not be playing as much as you want. You may have been the stud on the AAU team this summer, but guess what? New coach, new team, and every coach out there is likely looking out for the best interest of the team. They're low-paid high school coaches. They are not out for you, trying to get you payback because your parents spoke up. Nothing. And if you really feel that something is really an injustice, you start with the coach, right? And then if you really feel like you're not being listened to, maybe go to the captains. And then if it really gets that bad and you really, really feel like there's an injustice going on, something that is, you know, beyond a shadow of a doubt that you are being just totally treated unfairly and there's something really, really wrong, of course you can go to the higher ups like the athletic director. But my advice to my kid when he wasn't playing in youth basketball one year, I said, Make yourself unbenchable. That's it. Make it undeniable. Make it undeniable that the coach has to put you in, give you more time. Being a captain is an honor, not a right. If you aren't chosen, don't pout, moan, whine, hold your breath, or try to get the coach fired. It's just so, just not a good life lesson for these kids. You know, trying to get the boss out of there so you can have a different boss. Well, guess what? What if that next boss is doesn't give you privileges? It could happen. Could happen. Future employers may not be a big fan of that cool tattoo you got in high school. Think before you ink. Funny one. Do the right things now. Reap the benefits for the next 70 years. Awesome. You'll never forget having said no to alcohol, drugs, and sex in high school. So again, the message is be cool, be smart. Don't want to make any decisions that can affect the rest of your life. A coach who makes fun of a boy's weight is a bore. A coach who makes fun of a girl's weight is dangerous. Of course, look for those signs of these coaches, you know? They're not all perfect. Let's see. Administrators must stand up to meddlesome parents or it will be a slippery slide to chaos. Of course, got to calm those emotional parents down. I get it. Things get emotional. I was a parent. You don't think me and my wife talked to each other about things going on in the game? We did. We just did it quietly. It's never too late to change. Hey, you're a freshman or sophomore. Thanks to not doing well, you can have a great junior and senior season. Don't listen to the coach who cut you. Work like the Dickens and shock the world next year. Yep, I know it's hard. You might have got some bad news this fall. Come back stronger than ever. Stronger than ever. Playing off. There's plenty of, you know, off high school leagues and there's always fields open to go work. All right, well, that's a snippet of Michael Muldoon's famous column running since 2001 in the Eagle Tribune. Good stuff all around. That's how we started our show. How we're going to continue it? We're going to take a break. And then after, we're going to catch up with a former Methuen standout softball player who now got a head coach job at a college in Massachusetts coaching softball, her dream job. We're going to hear all about it after the break.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Professional builders choose Anderson Windows because they are the number one trusted and recommended window and door brand in the United States. Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, Dominic Castro here with our one and only guest of the day. It's going to be Methuen's own Carissa Ciccolini. She's got some big news in coaching circles. We remember her from her playing days back at Methuen, but now on the coaching track. What's going on, Carissa?
Not much. How are you doing?
Good, good. Thanks for joining us. First-time guest. Welcome.
Thank you.
So the big news, Fitchburg State University head women's softball coach. How cool does that sound for you?
Amazing. Something I've always wanted to do. I'm still kind of wrapping my head around it. So
Yeah. So tell us about the journey, like coaching wise. You know, what year did you graduate with Methuen High?
I graduated in 2011.
Yeah. So
yes,
here we are about 12 years later. Mm-hmm. Where did the, you know, a lot of athletes we talked to saying, look, I want to get into coaching. I was inspired to get into coaching. So what's a little history on your coaching post high school?
Yeah. So, you know, growing up, like when I was a teenager, I would always just do like camps or clinics just for some cash over the summer. You know, I played soccer at Methuen High too. So I would do some soccer camps, things like that. But once I got to college and I met my college coach, she just had such an impact on me, like with the sport. You know, she was there for us. She wanted to help us be better women, not just better softball players. And like, that's something that really stuck out to me, because I've had coaches in the past that just didn't care. Like, they just cared about winning. They just cared about, you know, their daughters playing, you know. And so I was like, I want to be a positive role model, like for my student athletes like that. So once I graduated from Eastern Nazarene College, I actually got a assistant coaching job at East Boston High School. That was my first like official coaching job, was there. And I did that for a few years. And then, you know, I got into the college, not the college ball, the travel ball game. Mm-hmm. I coached at brand new ball game, Frozen Ropes, Raiders. Just kind of building my own love for the role of coaching and also just learning more about the game. And then I finally was like, okay, I think I'm ready to take on a college role. So then I was at Dean College for a year. I was the assistant there with Tammy Silvera. And I learned so much from her for the past year. It was bittersweet leaving because I really bonded with the girls and bonded with her. So I saw the job for Fitchburg and I was like, you know what? If I don't take a shot, then we're not going to know. And by some grace of God, they hired me. They great. Liked me. So, yeah.
Yeah. What a cool evolution. And I want to go mm-hmm. back to Eastern Nazarene College for yeah. a second, because, you know, what a great playing career you had there. You had Commonwealth yep. Coast Conference, first team all conference honors as a sophomore, mm-hmm. team captain, junior and senior mm-hmm. season. So, you know, post-Methuen, you really made the most out of your playing career.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And originally, I wasn't even supposed to play softball in college. I was actually going to play soccer in Washington College in Maryland.
Ah.
Yeah. So I kind of put, you know, soccer was like my true love at that point in my life. And, you know, I still loved softball. Like I still played for Smith at Methuen High. I still played some club, but I was like, soccer was like, that was it for me at that moment. And then I went and I played there. It wasn't a good fit for me, the school, which unfortunately happens with student athletes. I came back, was ready to play soccer. And then all of a sudden the head coach of the softball team at ENC, she came and actually helped me move in. Second semester, she came and found me and was like, I've heard so much about you. Like, please come out. I was like, I don't know. I felt after 2 days, I was back in love with softball. So,
yeah. And that's, is that in Quincy? That Cut
yes.
College?
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. So what's the setup now? Like at Fitchburg State, you know, the, mm-hmm. the college coaching route, you know, keeps you busy. I mean, mm-hmm. you know, especially during the season, but year round too.
Oh, yeah.
You gotta do a lot of planning, a lot of clinics, a
yeah.
lot of off season.
Definitely.
Like what's the living situation? Is that like, you know, what's how you are earning some dough doing this? Like what's going on for you
overall? Yeah, so it's definitely a part-time gig. So mm-hmm. you know, I'm doing some other stuff as well. You know, I'm going to school to get my master's at Concordia Irvine. I'm starting that program in a couple weeks. So because I want to get my master's in coaching and athletic administration. So as I go on with that, you know, more roles will come, you know, with coaching or even within, you know, the athletic office at the college. You know, and so I live about 37 minutes away. You know, it's not too bad of a drive. There's no traffic, not like the North Shore and Central
yeah,
Mass.
Right, right.
So I can actually get somewhere when I say I'm going to get there and I'll be an hour early.
Yeah. When you're going west, yeah. You know, like on the northern part and central part of Massachusetts, it's not like crazy, like trying to go up and down the East Coast.
Oh, yeah. Nope.
Like a little different, you know, North Shore, Merrimack.
Yeah, it's definitely a lot of time. We are gearing up for our fall ball that's going to start in about, you know, 3 weeks. The girls are getting back on campus and they got to go through clearance with the doctor and everything like that. So by the time they're all cleared, it's usually around almost halfway through September. And then we do have a play day in October. So we'll be gearing up for that. I guess we're playing Anna Maria out in Paxton.
Okay, cool. Mm-hmm. And have you made contact with the girls yet on the team or anything like that? Is that coming up?
So just kind of like an overall, hey, I'm your new coach kind of thing. Reached out to the freshmen because they haven't known who the coach was going to be all summer, basically, because my predecessor left at the beginning of summer. So they've kind of been in limbo, not knowing who the coach is going to be. So I reached out to them, you know, just kind of talking with my captains. Some of the girls actually took me on a tour a week or two ago. just so I could get like the lay of the land and everything. So they took me and kind of gave me the ins and outs of everything. So
yeah,
we're going to have our big team meeting once everyone's settled and back on campus. I want to let them be able to be moved in, get a couple classes under their belt, and then we'll kind of get rolling from there.
Yeah. What do you know about the team's recent history?
Yeah. So I know they did pretty well last year. They made the tournament. I think they got knocked out by Westfield in the first round. They lost 2-1. But, you know, historically, they've been a pretty solid program. You know, Mary McDermott, she was there for 10 years. So, you know, mm-hmm. she kind of built a culture, built a solid base for a program. You know, I played them way back in the day when I was at ENC. So mm-hmm. I know of them. They're not, you know, yeah. foreign to me.
Non-league yeah. game. Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah. Make the trip up to Fitchburg or do they come down to Quincy? Do you
remember? I think we did one of each because we played them like every year. So you switch. So like if I go to them, they're gonna come to me the next year. So ironically, actually, when we come back from our spring break trip, we're actually playing Dean our first game back.
Oh,
and
that there was you
where
go.
I just left. So yeah.
That's an official 2024 actual game. Like that counts. Wow, not a scrimmage, not a preseason kind of thing.
Nope. So even our spring training games, they count towards our record. They're just considered like non-conference. We're just going to either Fort Myers or you know Myrtle Beach or something. And then whatever 10 teams we play, it counts when we get back.
Yeah. Did you ever get that opportunity when you were at Eastern Nazarene to go down south?
Yep, we went every year to Fort Myers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you'd be going back to your old stomping grounds, possibly Fort Myers. You said
possibly. We're kind of it's up in the air right now. So my dad loved it. He made a golf trip out of it with my with my uncle. So like they'd come down for a week, they'd fit my games in between their golf, and so
yeah, we were on the same coast as you, Salem mm-hmm. State, and then St. Petersburg, but a little up north.
Yeah,
than Fort Myers. Fort Myers a little southwest area. Yeah. Okay. Gotcha. But that's an experience too for the girls, right? That's mm-hmm. a huge chance to bond.
It is. That's kind of like, that's the other side of it too. It's such a bonding experience because they're living together, they're traveling together, you know, they're doing everything together. So it's a really big thing to kind of see how our team's going to gel, you know, when we're, you know, doing all the outside softball stuff, like besides getting on the field.
Yeah. Plus you get to feel super cool in the airports wearing your college, like warm ups, right?
They love the gear.
Is that a professional team? Like, well, not quite, but we're still legit though. We're college.
Our green and
love that. Yeah, yeah, exactly. But you know, again, we're here with Carissa Ciccolini, and she's the new Fitchburg State women's softball coach from Methuen. When you look back to like coaching mentors, I know you mentioned you know your time at Dean. Any other coaching mentors, even when you trace things back to Methuen, youth, that kind of thing?
Yeah, I mean, definitely Jackie Rubino. So she coached, she got the varsity assistant job my senior year. And she was the JV coach before that. And she's been with Smith ever since. But she was someone that I just really looked up to because of who she was. You know, she would talk to me about her time at Merrimack and like everything she's also accomplished. Mm. You know, as a teacher and after school, you know, she treated us like humans, you know, she cared. And that was something that was like really important and not just being looked at as just, you know, a pawn on the field. So definitely her. And then my coach at Eastern Nazarene, Leah Hampton, mm-hmm. She was just amazing with everything that she did. She left after my sophomore year, which was kind of like a knife to the gut a little bit. Mm. But yeah, I just definitely from them and then, you know, Mike Smith from East Boston giving me like my first job and like believing in this like 21-year-old to like come in and run a high school varsity team. Like he always said, I'm the logistics, you're the softball. That's it. Like he's like, you run the softball, like I'll run all the planning and all that stuff. And so we made a pretty good team. So
yeah. How are things going to work with your staff? Do you get to pick your staff or are you kind of inherited one?
So I did not inherit one. I did hire two assistants right now. We're in the process of hiring them. Possibly looking for one more if it's in the budget and if it's the right kind of person. It's tough because it's a part-time job and it's a big demand of, you know, the times you got to be there. And, you know, right now one of my assistants, she's a special education teacher and she's only 20 minutes away from Fitchburg. So she's going to be able to, you know, make a lot. She played at Plymouth State, very smart softball wise, but it's, yeah. So I get to, you know, interview, and then, you know, the AD gives them the sign off as long, you know, as everything's good to go. And then we just kind of go from there. So,
yeah. It's a lot like to, you know, someone has to be able to get to Fitchburg at noon on a Wednesday sometimes, because you might be going across the state or to New Hampshire or Maine. You know, so yeah, I get, I remember those days. Isn't we leave
at,
leave class at like 11 a.m., 12 p.m. And get on the road, you know?
My favorite travel days when we played UNE, because we didn't have, we basically didn't go to class at all. UNE,
you said?
UNE from Quincy, like if you had an 8 a.m. maybe, but other than that, it was like a no class day. So it was great.
Let me guess. If I have this right, was it Biddeford, Maine?
UNE?
Yeah. They have several campuses. I get confused.
Yeah.
But I get it. I remember those meal money though, right? NCAA gives you meal money.
That's the biggest thing is, coach, when are we leaving? Coach, what are we wearing? And coach, what are we having for dinner?
How much money? Yeah.
How much money do we get for Subway today? And I'm like, it's usually the same every single time. So.
$8, $11, what have you. But, you know, lastly, just in terms of your philosophies, your, you know, what you want to instill in the program right off the bat in year one, you know, what do you want? I mean, obviously the wins, but what do you want to accomplish in a program sense of what kind of player you're looking for?
Yeah, I think just the biggest thing right now, and I told my assistants the other day, because these girls have gone through, like, I'll be their third coach in 3 years. So I think just kind of getting them to buy into the trust and like what we're going to do, and, you know, just getting them to kind of buy in to what my, you know, my plans are, what my philosophy is. But I told them, you know, I'm not coming in here to shake up your whole world. Like, if there's something that works for you guys, like signs or plays, like, let me know, like, let's use it. Otherwise, if it's broke, let's fix it. You know, I'm very big on everybody has a role. I have a roster of 23. That's pretty big for a softball team, a D3 softball team. So everyone's going to have a role, and everyone's kind of starting from scratch, because I don't know these players other than their names and their stats. So it's going to be kind of a learning experience for me. And, you know, I always look at the fall as like a learning experience of like, okay, who's here? What do we have to work on? What do we have to do? And then we take all that. And then when we hit the ground running in January, it's stuff that we're able to work on, not playing the guessing game.
Yeah. Awesome.
So, yeah.
Awesome. Any, do you know of any Merrimack Valley players off the top of your head that are going to be on the roster for Fitchburg?
Not off the top of my head. I do have some Merrimack Valley recruits that I've been speaking to for next year.
Okay.
So we have a lot of kind of like, kind of Northern Mass, but not exactly Merrimack Valley. Some South Shore. I got some Connecticut.
Yeah.
Pretty much in the New England area. You know, I got a lot of them. So, but yeah, off the top of my head, I'm not entirely sure of their geographic origins. But
right.
Yeah, I've been talking to a lot of recruits from like the Merrimack Valley area.
Yeah, get them on the roster, because we'll have you right back on the show and we'll get more squares on this Zoom call that we're having here.
That'd be awesome.
All right. Well, Krista Ciccolini, best of luck in your role. Things get going soon enough. And then trying to build some momentum for the actual season 2024 spring. We wish you the best of luck. Thanks for joining us on the the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk.
All right. Thanks for having me, guys.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. And if you're planning on remodeling your kitchen or just thinking about it, may I suggest that you visit our kitchen cabinet showroom in downtown Beverly. There you will find some 25 kitchens on display, just as they might look in your own home. And you can also talk with our kitchen cabinet sales team, who really do know what they are talking about. That's at Moynihan Lumber, 82 River Street, in downtown Beverly.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self-Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self-Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self-Storage today at 978-777-9193.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk with Don McCastro. Back at it. Here we are. Final segment of the show. It's going to be our Merrimack Valley Football Report, one of the best conferences in the state. We've said it over and over again, and everything gets going. Excuse me, this weekend. All right, Friday, September 8th, Westford Academy hosts Lowell. Chelmsford hosting Londonderry, non-league, obviously. Not sure what that does for the MIA statewide rankings, if they get any love for beating Londonderry, or it's just like an exempt game. I just don't know when you do those crossover Bay State to Granite State games. We shall see. The matchup of the week has to be the opener. Central Catholic going to Springfield Central. What a battle. The team out of Lawrence is traveling to Western Mass and will face the defending runner-up of Division I, Springfield Central. Many people had them as the favorite in last year's Division I Super Bowl in December, but they lost to St. John's Prep, who's won 3 out of 4 years. Prep is always that monster that's in Division I, and Springfield Central learned the hard way, scoring like 54 points, and they just get totally wiped out by the Prep. Amazing. But Central has its work cut out for it, traveling there Friday night. These are all Friday night games, by the way, 7 o'clock, every single one of them. Andover should be hosting Shrewsbury, I believe. That is a 7 o'clock start. I am double-checking. Yes, it looks like it's at Andover's lovely field. There we go. Okay, yeah, Andover had a great regular season last year and an abrupt ending in the postseason, hoping to start strong. Lawrence will be traveling to Lynn to face Lynn English. That was a huge basketball potential rival there. Everyone pegged them as the top two basketball teams in the state, but neither of them won it or even got to the final. But this is football, folks, and Lynn English at Manning Field will be hosting Lawrence. Methuen going to Lincoln Sudbury. Fun early season matchup for Methuen, who had a great postseason run last year, beating the number one seed before losing to Springfield Central. Tewksbury will be hosting Danvers, it looks like. Great rival between those MVC and NEC teams, Northeastern Conference. Drakett against North Andover, the first MVC game here. Pretty much the only MVC game to start off the season, and that'll be at Drakett. Drakett, we know, had some great news. Thought they were going to lose their program, but I believe ended up co-opting, and I'm not sure which school, but the deal is Drakett does get to play football. That would be a shame if they had to go. Billerica, it will be hosting Masconomet, tough little NEC team there. Got to say Billerica is probably the favorite, though. And the final one is the next day on Saturday, where Haverhill, with high hopes, with some new energy over there, heading over to Beverly at Hurd Stadium at 11 a.m. on Saturday. So a lot of non-league action, and at least in this that one league game. All right, Merrimack Valley Football Report is in the books, and we are going to close the show. Thank you for listening to my first mono podcast on Merrimack Valley Sports Desk. We appreciate you joining us. And we're here every single week, msonewsports.com. See you next week.